You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, and welcome back to Why Not Mint Money. I'm Shipra from Mint's personal finance team. Today's episode is for those taxpayers who are yet to plan their tax-saving investments. So if you're also rushing into last-minute tax saving, tune in. I have invited Sambhav Daga, who's a chartered accountant, as a guest speaker.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi, Sambhav. Welcome to Why Not Mint Money.
Hi, Shipra. How are you?
I'm good, Sambhav. Busy time for you guys?
Yes, March end is always busy for CS.
So like everybody else, you guys are not getting a long weekend.
Yes, we are not getting a long weekend. We are not getting a long weekend when it's a July end, when it's an audit closing,
right?
Year end, etc. So yeah, no long weekend. Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, you know, we journalists also don't get any. All right. So, Sambhav, when we talk about tax saving planning, the first step is you review your income, your investments, and then you move forward, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like brief our listeners a little bit about how they should go about it.
First of all, I would ask all the listeners that I would ask all the audience to, you know, check their advance tax liability. If there is any advance tax liability that they have to pay, so a major portion gets deducted as TDS on the salary that they're earning, because the responsibility is on the employer for the portion of TDS that gets deducted on the salary income. But if you have interest income, if you have dividends, if you have capital gains and all of those incomes, you have to pay your tax on those incomes. So what happens if you don't pay that by 31st March? Interest starts getting levied every month. So I'll just give you a short example. Suppose your total tax liability was 10 lakh rupees. Okay. And TDS of 8 lakh rupees was already deducted by your employer on the salary income. And 2 lakhs of tax is due to your interest, dividend, capital gains, etc. So now this 2 lakh should be deposited before 31st March 2024. If you don't do that, what happens is, from April 2024 onwards, till you file your return and pay taxes, 1% of that amount is being charged as interest under Section 234B. So this is in addition to the quarterly interest that you need to pay, that you have all. So this is in addition to the quarterly interest that you are already paying, because you have not paid in installments. The advance tax that you have not paid in installments. So what you can do, so there are two kinds of planning that can be done here. First of all, the interest gets levied on 2 lakh rupees. So in our example, the advance tax liability is 2 lakh, which comes after 10 minus 8 lakh rupees. Okay, so 8 lakh is the TDS portion. Now what you can do, if your March 2024 salary is not finalized, you can ask your HR or you can ask your employer to deduct a higher TDS. If there is no liquidity issues with you, you can ask them to deduct a higher TDS. So what happens, supposedly they deduct 9.5 lakh rupees as TDS, okay? Instead of 8 lakh rupees. So they end up deducting 1.5 lakh rupees more.
Yeah.
So now your advance tax liability reduces from 2 lakh rupees to 50,000. Yeah. And now since advance tax interest is levied under two sections, 234C and 234B. So 234C is about not paying the advance tax quarterly on time. So now what happens? You have to pay 15% by 15th June, up to 45% by 15th September, up to 75% by 15th December and 100% by 15th March.
Yeah.
So what happens? 15% of 50,000 should have been paid by 15th June.
Yeah.
So if you calculate that, it comes to 7,500 rupees. Okay. So your interest under 234C for that quarter will be 3% on 7,500, which will come to 225 rupees. Okay. And similarly, the calculation would run for quarter two, quarter three, quarter four. Now, if you now 225 is when the number is 50,000. Now, suppose the employer does not deduct more TDS, the interest would have been on 2 lakh rupees, 15% of 2 lakh rupees, which is 30,000, and 3% of 30,000 would be 900 rupees.
Yeah.
So, for one quarter, you are paying 900 as interest instead of 225. Or if you ask them to deduct more, if there is, again, I'm saying, if you don't have liquidity issues, because anyway, you'll have to pay the tax 3-4 months later when you have to file your return. So if you don't have liquidity issues and the employer deducts 2 lakh rupees as your TDS, so now there is no advance tax liability on you.
Yeah.
So 10 lakh minus 10 lakh literally becomes zero. So if that advance tax liability number is beyond 10,000 rupees, you have to pay it in quarterly basis. And even if you have not paid, if you pay by 31st March 2024, interest under section 234B will not be applicable. So if I just give you an example of interest in the example that we had taken.
Yeah.
Suppose the liability was 2 lakh rupees. So this quarterly interest was anyway being levied, okay? And now under section 234B, you have to pay 1% of this 2 lakh rupees every month. So suppose you file your return in July and you pay your, because most of the people, what happens, they when they file their returns in July,
yeah,
then only they get to know, okay, this is the X amount of tax that I have to pay. So they, every year I see when we file returns, a lot of money is being paid as interest unnecessarily. So in this example, 2,000 rupees per month has to be paid. So it becomes 8,000 rupees for someone who is filing in the month of July.
Yeah.
So even if your employer is not agreeing to deduct more TDS, what you can do is you deposit that yourself by 31st March. So at least you do not incur interest under 234B, which is 1% every month from April 2024 till you file your return.
Yeah. That would save some tax, some interest at least.
Yes, some interest at least. Yeah. So if the TDS route is available, you can also save something on the quarterly interest that was being levied. So that way you can plan.
Right.
Because the whole logic here is whatever money saved is money earned. So we are going by that logic here.
Yeah. Of course. 100% agree. So that's a very important point that everybody should take note of. Now coming to tax saving investments, which a lot of people do at the last moment because, you know, they realize that there is scope to save tax, then why not? Now, the section that gives you the largest amount is Section 80C. And the most tax efficient option under Section 80C is ELSS, but that is no longer available, even though we have 3 days left for tax planning, including today. But ELSS,
yes, yeah, ELSS is gone now because markets are now closed. It is Good Friday today and then Saturday and Sunday. So ELSS is not the option, because even if you invest anything today, the units will be allotted on 1st April. So it won't be counted for this financial year. What you can rather do is in 80C, what happens? In 80C, there are expense-related deductions and then there are investment-related deductions, okay? So right. What you can do is first you see if suppose you have children and they are going to school. So the school fees that you are paying for them, it is deductible under ATC. So this is a natural expense. You don't have to make an expense to get a benefit.
Yeah. People just have to calculate right. if they have paid.
Because anyway, the kids would be going to school. So this is a natural expense that you are incurring for which you can avail an ATC benefit. Further, if you have any home loan, so the principal portion of your home loan, so suppose your EMI is 40,000 rupees and 25,000 is interest and 15,000 is principal repayment. So principal repayment portion can be taken for ATC benefit.
Right.
Yeah.
So apart from these two, any other expenses?
Apart from these two, there are no expenses as such that for which you can take the benefit. But if you suppose you have bought a house this year, and if you have paid any stamp duty, etc. for that house, then those stamp duties will also be deductible for ATC.
Right.
So but for that, you must have bought a house in this financial year, so may not be relevant for everyone.
That's right. So the smart thing to do would be to first see, you know, how much of your EPF and your expenses, the expenses that you mentioned or stamp duty towards a home purchase, how much of it covers your ATC. And if there is still some scope left, then look for other investment avenues.
Yes. And one more point I want to add. The employee PF also gets deducted from the employee's salary every month. So that is also counted for ATC. So that is also one part or one element that we can say which is naturally deductible, like school fees and home loan principal repayment.
Right. Now, So if there is any scope left in ATC with ELSS gone, I am sure there are a lot of people will think, you know, now their next best bet is to buy life insurance policies. But under life insurance also, you know, there's traditional and pure life insurance. So
yes.
So, you know, would you like to tell our listeners what not to do and what to do when you're thinking of buying insurance?
So. For buying a life insurance, I would recommend that people go for pure term life insurance. So don't go for any product which is a mix of insurance and investment. Do not buy any ULIPs, even though the person or the executive from the bank may say you that, you know, it is deductible under ATC, but it's a very bad financial product. So just your approach should not be to save taxes at the cost of your investments or at the cost of your finances. So don't buy any traditional plans. I would recommend that you buy a pure term life product if you don't have a term insurance. Other than that, since ELSS is gone and banks are open to tomorrow, you can also invest in PPF. If you have a girl child aging 10 or less, you can also invest in Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, which also gets ATC benefits. So these are 2-3 good options that I would recommend people can take. If that can also be a part of their fixed income portfolio.
That's right. Totally agree with you. So that's about ATC.
Also, there is one more product. There is a 5-year tax saver FD. But again, I would not recommend that because it will fetch you 6% pre-tax. And if you fall under 30% slab, then effectively you're just earning 4.2-4.3% from that investment. So again, that is not worth doing in my opinion.
Right. So that's about ATC. Now we've seen, you know, if you have scope, what are the best options?
Yes. So the best thing to do is you first calculate the expenses that you have. So suppose your school fees and home loan repayment and PF, etc., all of that comes to 80,000 rupees. So now you have to fill that gap of 70,000 rupees so that you achieve the 1.5 limit.
Yeah. That's right. Now, beyond 80C, what can taxpayers do?
I would like to highlight that 80C is available only for old regime taxpayers, and the benefit is not for new regime taxpayers. So we'll continue the discussion for old regime. If you don't have a health insurance, you can buy a health insurance. So if you take a health insurance for yourself along with your spouse and kids, and you are not a senior citizen, you can take a tax benefit up to 25,000 rupees. So the taxable income gets reduced by 25,000 rupees or your actual premium amount, whichever is lower. So right. suppose your health insurance costs you 21,000, then the maximum deduction that you get is 21,000, not 25,000. And even if the premium is 30,000, you get only 25,000. Right. Further, a lot of people also do not know, if you don't have medical insurance, you can still take benefit up to 5,000 rupees of preventive health checkups that you have done throughout the year.
Right. But I think the further important point to note here is that don't buy a big coverage health insurance policy just to save on those 25,000. Buy what is suitable for your family, for you.
Of course.
Smaller premium. Yeah.
Yes. So that, I would say, that goes for every financial product. It's not about the tax. It's first of all, you have to see if it fits your asset allocation, your risk profile. If yes, then you should consider what best you can do to save taxes on those things.
That's right.
Further, in ATD, 25,000 limit is for yourself along with your spouse and dependent children. But suppose you also have parents, you can be the proposer of that policy. You can buy a health insurance for them. And if your parents are also senior citizens, then you can get a deduction up to 50,000 rupees.
Right. So it is 25 plus 50,000 or overall 50,000?
Yes. It's 25 plus 50,000.
Right.
Further, a lot of people also don't know that if your parents also do not have a health insurance policy, but medical expenditure is being incurred, so up to 50,000, that expenditure is also deductible.
Yeah, that's right. So when you're calculating your tax liability, I think taxpayers should take note of these small expenditures that they can include.
That's right.
So that's about insurance. Is there also a way to save taxes by donations?
So donations, there are two types of donations that get tax benefits. So some categories are eligible for 100% deduction. So suppose you are donating 20,000 rupees.
Hmm.
So you get a reduction from your income of 20,000 rupees. And if you invest, if you donate to a lot of NGOs that are registered, most of them fall under 50% category. So if you donate 10,000 rupees, your income, taxable income, gets reduced only by 5,000 rupees. That is 50%.
Right.
So I'll tell you a practical situation here. So supposedly your taxable income after 80C, 80D, okay, and suppose we'll also discuss about tier 1 NPS. So that comes under 80CCD 1B, wherein you can invest maximum up to 50,000 and avail additional 50,000 reduction. So this is beyond 1.5 lakh limit of 80C.
Right.
So after you have done all of these things, coming back to the donations part, I was saying, after you have considered all these deductions, suppose your taxable income comes to 5 lakh 3 thousand under old tax regime. So what happens for the additional 3,000? So up to 5 lakh rupees of income, there is rebate, and thus your tax liability becomes zero. Okay. Yeah. But at 5 lakh 3,000, you end up at 5 lakh 3,000, you end up paying 13,100 rupees as tax.
Yeah.
So if you fall under any of these kind of circumstances, what you can do is you can donate 3,000 rupees and push your taxable income up to 5 lakh rupees or below 5 lakh rupees. So here what happens is ideally you just donated 3,000 rupees, but you get a tax saving of around 13,000-14,000 rupees.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a very smart way to, you know, reduce your tax liability by almost 10,000-11,000 rupees.
That's right. I think that's a very smart tax saving hack, I would say.
Yes. So even if you are, you know, you don't believe in donating, or if you don't want to donate, if you follow this pattern, if you have a tax liability, if you have a taxable income of around 5 lakh 3,000, 5 lakh 4,000, 5 lakh 5,000, and 5 lakh 10,000, around these areas, then you can plan to invest that money. Donate that money and save a lot on taxes.
So to sum up the episode, Sambhav, why don't you tell our listeners two absolute do's and don'ts to, you know, keep in mind while doing last minute tax planning?
I would say avoid any bad financial product which is being pushed to you just for tax savings. So First of all, keep in mind there are still 2-3 good things that we discussed that you can invest in. There is still time for that. And you can do that tomorrow. Like PPF, Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, you can invest in those things.
All right, so that brings us to the end of today's episode. This has been a very informative and insightful episode, I'm sure. Listeners really need to hurry up now because there's only 3 days left. So thank you again, Sambhav, for joining us today and helping our listeners navigate the last minute tax planning process.
Okay. Thank you, Shipra. Thanks for having me.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you would like to know more about this topic or make a suggestion of a personal finance topic that you would like us to cover, I can be reached at Twitter under the username of Shipra Singh Sorath and on LinkedIn at Shipra Singh. Thank you for tuning in. See you in the next episode.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.